Hello, everyone, and welcome back for week three of FPF Junior Action. So just letting you know that going on from here forward from the season, I mentioned earlier that we might be trying to fail different formats. I think I've settled into this audio format and will be using this format for the rest of the season. So just to let you know where these audio clips wind up. So they will be posted A in the body of the article. So if you click on the article on our website under the article section, you'll find your FPF Junior article. And, you know, in the article, you'll have the clips. Click on the clips, they'll play. They're also going to be posted to our Instagram under the form of stories, and they're saved on our Instagram under the form of highlights. So wherever you want, go find your clips, listen to your game previews, listen to your game recaps. All of it will be in the articles on our Instagram. And of course, if there's anything you ever want to say, any comments, feedback, positive, negative, we'd love to hear it all. So feel free to email me. My email is in every article, or feel free to message us on the Instagram. Now, moving on to our first game recap of week one, we have the Huskies facing off against the Navy Blues. So the Huskies took this one 19-6. And really, what strikes me the most is the fact that the Huskies only completed two passes in this game. Aiden Stewart completed a 22-yard bomb for, and Gabriel Marinelli completed one 40-yard bomb for a touchdown. Ultimately, this isn't exactly a sustainable way of moving the ball. You know, two completions for 62 yards and one score isn't ideal, but it got the job done in this game, really. I can't complain when they won by two scores and scored 19 points. And the reason why they were able to score, you know, three touchdowns was because it wasn't just their passing that was contributing. You know, they only passed for one touchdown, but Gabriel Marinelli, again, only one rush attempt, but for 40 yards and a touchdown, which is really incredible. So you don't need to pass for 100 yards when you can, you know, run the ball once for a 40-yard touchdown. And again, guess who? Gabriel Marinelli on defense. An interception that he ran back for a touchdown. So Gabriel Marinelli really had a hat-trick here. A hat-trick of interceptions was even more impressive. He got them done as a quarterback, as a defensive back, and as a running back. Wow, quite the game. But now if we keep on looking down, let's take a look at this Huskies defense. What impressed me is that it wasn't just Gabriel Marinelli. Sure, he had the interception, but look, Blanche Bolduc came up big with a sack and a defended pass. Aiden Stewart also there with a sack. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. For me, a sack is around equivalent to half an interception. So an interception stops drive query, but a sack is going to move someone so far backwards, it's very difficult for them to be able to come back from it. And two sacks on one drive is the same pretty much as a turnover. So they here managed two sacks in the game, which is great. And more than that, Ryan Stanfall also came up big with an interception of his own and a defended pass. So I've got to say, the strength of this Huskies team, I haven't seen them very much, but it has to be this defense. They've got playmakers across the board from, you know, the Marinelli brothers. Michael had the defended pass. Gabriel had the interception return for the touchdown to Ryan Stanfall with his interception. It's a well-rounded defense, and there's no weak points to pick off, which is, for an opposing offense trying to construct a passing game, facing off a defense like this with no weak points is just so, so hard to exploit. And really, if we look at the Shawnee Navy Blues, who are only able to score 6 points in this game, that's probably what happened. There's no weak points to pick on, so it's really difficult to be able to get much done offensively. Ultimately, they also only completed two passes. Alexandre Shang completed one pass. So did Samuel Kwarm for a total of 8 yards. So, you know, same amount of completions, but the yardage total is drastically different there. The main target for the Navy Blues was Anthony Dionatos. 4 targets, only 1 reception. But those 4 targets still speak to the fact that clearly Dionatos is creating separation. He has some of those crisp routes where he can get open. I think the issue here is they just need to start moving the ball. Again, they're facing off against such a good defense, I already said, in the Huskies. It's difficult to be able to start creating anything offensively, but maybe the solution there is to try running the ball a bit more. They didn't have a ton of success. They ran the ball 3 times for a total of 12 yards. But again, against sure tackling defense like the Huskies, just producing anything is extremely, extremely difficult. I think the solution to that is, you know, you just need to complete a higher number of passes, and eventually there's going to be missed tackles. So, you know, if you complete 5 passes, and if there's just 1 missed tackle, that pass can go for, you know, a 20 or 30 yard touchdown. So just don't try anything super complicated. Don't try those deep balls. Just throw in some crossers, some draggers, get their defense confused, and just dish and dump the ball for those little short passes. And eventually, trust me, you'll break something for a much longer game. And that about does it for our week one recap. So the Huskies clearly a defense to be reckoned with. And the Shawnee Navy Blues have a lot going for them. But if they want to keep on having success this season, they're going to need to find a way to get some of those yards after the catch.